morning, everybody.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr.
Yes. And so, as you said, my name is Eric Santos. I'm a PhD student at the University of Florida. And our work is entitled Performance of Bahia Grass Varieties Under Low Nitrogen Food Systems. So Bahia grass is a rhizomatous warm season perennial grass originated from Brazil and really well adapted to the southern United States and southwest California. In Florida, it is the most common forage species planted. It covers over 1 million hectares and it's mostly used for grazing and hay production, being well adapted to low input systems. Some of the tools and mechanisms that make Bahia grass to be really well adapted are the rhizomes, the protected growing points. Some research has been reported by Bahia grass as capable of fixing nitrogen from the atmosphere in association with Azotobacter paspalli, which is a diazotrophic bacteria. Doberine was the one to isolate the Azotobacter paspalli from the Bahia grass rhizosphere, and in 1971, Cass quantified that to be 200 kilograms per of nitrogen per hectare per year. There are many studies made with fixation of nitrogen in grasses, but not a lot with Bahia grass. In fact, we have this report from the University of Florida that was made from 81 to 82, and it has some preliminary data in biological nitrogen fixation in Bahia grass. So for doing that study, we had two main questions. The first question was, how do different varieties of Bahia grass respond to low nitrogen input systems? And the second question was, does Bahia grass really fix atmospheric nitrogen? And if it does, how much? In order to answer that questions, we have a variety trial up in North Florida, in Mariana, where we have six different varieties, which are Argentine, Pensacola, Riara, Sand Mountain, Tifton 9, and Tifquick. Argentine covers 25% of the Bahia grassland in Florida. It has excellent spreading, but has less frost and cold tolerance than Pensacola. Pensacola is the one that's most commonly found in Florida, and it's persistent under intensive grazing. We have UF Riara, that's supposed to have earlier spring and late fall production than Pensacola. We have Sand Mountain, that is among these ones, it is supposed to be the most cold tolerant. We have Tifton 9, which has superior yields than Pensacola in late fall, and Tifquick, that has a more rapid establishment in early spring. So the experiment was placed at the North Florida Research and Education Center in Mariana, where the soil types is a fine, long, colonic, thermic rotted candidates. The experiment was made in a randomized complete block design with six treatments that were the varieties, four replicates, five harvests, and we did that for 3 years. At the end of each harvest, we collected roots and rhizomes to measure how much biomass we had in that year. It's important to mention that we started analyzing this trial in 2014. We had the previous variety trial, and in 2014, we decided to analyze, to evaluate the potential of biological nitrogen fixation in the varieties. So the characteristics that we measured were the average accumulation, in vitro organic matter digestibility. We did measure nitrogen concentration and delta nitrogen 15, total nitrogen above ground, biological nitrogen fixation, and percentage of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere. Basically, the biological nitrogen fixation is the total nitrogen above ground times the percentage of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere that we estimated by utilizing the method of natural abundance, quoted by Scherer and Co. in 1986. For the roots, we collected 20 centimeters by 10.8 centimeters diameter cores. We dry it at 55 degrees Celsius. We wash it in an 850 micrometer sieve. We dry them again. We ground and bone meal to analyze in the elemental analyzer in the mass spectrometer. We did determine the organic matter. And the soil bulk density was made by the undisturbed core method. So the variables that we analyzed in the below ground portion were root rhizome mass, nitrogen and carbon content and shoot and root ratio. So the data was analyzed by using the prop mixer from SAS and the means compared using the PDIF adjusted by TUC at 5%. The fixed effects were treatment, harvest, and year. The random effects were block and the block and treatment interaction, and we utilized the harvest as repeated measurements. It is important to mention that for all the variables containing nitrogen, nitrogen concentration, total nitrogen above ground, we only analyzed 4 harvests each year. So for the nitrogen and in vitro organic matter concentration, we did not have significant differences after 3 years of study. And the average for all the varieties was 12 grams per kilogram of nitrogen and 490 grams per kilogram of in vitro organic matter. So for the total herbage accumulation, we did have a treatment year interaction. I'd like to mention that the small letters at the top, the NS, non-significant, it's comparing only the treatments within the year. But here we have multiple comparisons that treatments differ among each other throughout the years. So as an example here, for the Argentine, we have Argentine yielding less than, yielding not as much in here, and here we can see that all the treatments had the lower yield, but at the end, Argentine had a greater yield, okay? So, but also it is important to mention that we had a year effect. As we can see in the second year, all the treatments, they had a lower yield compared to the first year and compared to the third year. And that's why we had a lower yield in the second year. In the second year, we had a greater root and rhizome mass than we had in the first and the third year. That's probably because in the second year, the plants start driving more of the nutrients to the below portion of the forage, and they reutilize these nutrients to regrow in the third year. And here we can see that Argentine was the one with the greatest root rhizome mass during all the experimental time. For the shoot and root ratio, we had a similar response as the root rhizome mass. In the second year, we had the lower shoot and root ratio. That means that we had more roots proportional than the tops. And here we can see that Thief Quick in the first year had the greatest, and Riara in the last year had the greatest shoot and root ratio. This is also associated to grazing tolerance. If the plant has few roots, probably not as much as grazing tolerance as the other ones that have more roots biomass. For the total nitrogen above ground, we had similar responses as the herbage accumulation. And here we can notice also the pattern that Argentina and Pensacola follow. Like in the first year they had less, and then in the third year they could catch up with the other ones. For the root and rhizome nitrogen content, again, we had a greater yield in the second year than the first and the third year, with Argentine being the one with greater nitrogen content. And for the root and rhizome carbon content, here we have Argentine again with the greatest carbon content compared to the other ones, compared to Riara mainly. And in the second year again, we had greater yields for root and rhizome content compared to the first and the second year. So yes, we found a biological nitrogen fixation in Bahia grass, but it's important, it's interesting actually to see here the pattern that we can see that there's a decline from the first to the second year, and then the plants, they start fixing nitrogen again. So that decline is probably because in the second year, nitrogen was not the most limiting nutrient. So whenever we started applying this stress again to the plants, they had to shut down the mechanism of biological nitrogen fixation with the bacteria because it was becoming expensive for them to exchange these nutrients for the biological nitrogen fixation. In the third year, once they were recovering, utilizing the nutrients that were stored in the roots, we can see that the biological the percentage of nitrogen left from the atmosphere came back. And here for the biological nitrogen fixation, we have this data. In the first year, we did have about 20 kilograms of nitrogen fixed per hectare. And in the second and third year, this declined because of the vast percentage of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere that declined from the first to the second year, and it started increasing again in the third year. So these results agree with the ones found by Kass in 1971 that found 20 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year being fixed. So the conclusions that we have is that total average accumulation of six varieties did not differ under low nitrogen inputs after 3 years. Bahia grass can fix atmospheric nitrogen, but the amount is typically less than 20 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. Argentina had the greatest root and rhizome biomass, and there was a shift in partition in the second year that might have triggered plant recovery in the third year, and shoot root ratio was greater for Thiefquick and Riara. Consequently, these varieties might be less grazing tolerant than the others. And the take-home message that we have is that without nitrogen fertilizer, the varieties have similar herbage accumulation. Many producers here, they are trying to establish improved varieties, but they do not apply nitrogen fertilizer. At the end, there is not much improvement by changing the variety without changing the management. I'd like to thank to the North Florida Research and Education Center and all the workers there. So the percentage of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere that I show it's proportionally. Maybe we are at the end of the story. If I have like a plant that's fixing that has 20% of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere, but it's yielding 10 times more, it is actually fixing more nitrogen derived from So maybe, yes, maybe the nitrogen that was, if we analyze like the plant as a total biomass, we could have greater amounts of nitrogen fixed from the atmosphere. But I just analyzed the nitrogen fixed from the atmosphere in the top portion of the forest, not in the whole plant. So maybe, yes, if I analyze for the whole plant, I could have more nitrogen that was fixed. Yes, we are, because we utilize reference plants that they are growing the same conditions as Bahia grass. So in our equation, we account for that. It's like a standard for everybody. Basically analyze if this biological nitrogen fixation would help the Bahia grass to be grazing tolerant, like grazing tolerant and really well adapted to Florida. Because of course, if we fertilize the Bahia grass, it's gonna give us much greater yields, and it's a way cheaper for the Bahia grass to utilize the nitrogen that we are applying, that the nitrogen that the bacteria is fixing, because it has a expensive cost for the Bahia grass in order to utilize that nitrogen that's been fixed by the bacteria. So did I answer your question?
Well, not directly.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just checking, when you presented the nitrogen, the crude protein, I can't remember, I saw number like 12, something, was nitrogen or crude protein?
That's nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen concentration. Crude protein would be about
6,
7%.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.